from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football is rough. It hurts. Smash mouth football. It's a physical game. And guys can get hurt when they don't even get hit. All this talk about playing in the preseason, it does not matter. Protect your assets. I don't need to see Daniel Jones play coming off an ACL injury. I don't need to see Aaron Rodgers play coming off an Achilles injury. For what? Why put them in harm's way in a spot where there are guys that don't want to play and there are guys that are playing like their careers depend on it? You feel me? Like, there are guys that don't want to be out there because they know it's fake football. It's not real football. It's exhibition. And there are other guys that are like, this could be my only shot to make an NFL team. I saw Gerard Mayo from the Patriots. He put it like this to his team because they're fining organizations for fighting, like the $200,000 fines that the Giants and Lions got. And he said, for the starters, if you get in an altercation, you're going to play the whole preseason game. And for the backup guys that are trying to make the team, if you get in an altercation, you're out. You don't get to play in the game. And just this week, you know, I saw Shefty put out a tweet. Jahmyr Gibbs has a hamstring injury. Lions running back. J.J. McCarthy's knee injury went from knee soreness to he's out for the year, need surgery. So the Giants will definitely not face him in week one. It'll be Sam Darnold backed up by Nick Mullins. Malik Nabers will be good to go week one. But, like, it's a reality check, as superhuman as that man has been in camp. Speed, athleticism, hands. I don't know if you guys heard the story about him having hands that were too big for gloves as a kid. Couldn't fit the, you know, gloves as a kid. He was trying to get gloves. He messaged Odell Beckham Jr. about having the hands too big and where to get gloves from. And fast forward all the years later, coming out of LSU, being drafted by the Giants, Odell Beckham checks his Instagram messages, sees a message from 11, 12-year-old Malik Nabers. Interesting. Marquise Hollywood Brown had an injury, had to go to the hospital. Tyrone Tracy was just lifted off the field in an air cast and carted off the field. Rondale Moore had a scare. This stuff happens in practice, man. One of the Dallas Cowboys offensive linemen broke his toe in the Rams preseason game. Guys are going to get hurt, so it's just a part of the game. 888-808-1019. Let's talk Giants with Dwight in Asbury Park. What's up, Dwight?
Hey, I think your boy Daniel might pull off a 3,800 passing season. What do you think?
He's definitely not my boy. And I don't know. I don't want to put any numbers on him besides. This is the only number I've been putting on him. Can he get to 20-25 passing touchdowns with these weapons? Like, can Malik Nabers have a season where, as a rookie, he has, I don't know, 7 or 8 touchdown catches, and then also Wandale Robinson has maybe 5. That puts you at 13. Jalen Hyatt goes deep, catches maybe 5 touchdown passes. That puts you at 18. Then you mix in maybe 2 from Darius Slayton.
I think Nabers might be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, he's already in the conversation, but he's got to get his targets. He's got to get his catches. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to get in the end zone. It's not guaranteed that he has to get in the end zone. Garrett Wilson won it with 4 touchdowns as a rookie.
Oh, I think that boy might be the new and improved Odell. So
I think so too.
I'll definitely be watching for him.
I think so too. I think he's bigger, faster, stronger than Odell. And Odell is a little bit of a prima donna. This guy is a dog, straight up. Thanks for the call, Dwight. You know, like C.J. Stroud won it last year. It's going to be hard to win it as a non-quarterback. But when you look at the quarterbacks drafted, like, Jaden Daniels, he took that bet that he had with Jaden Daniels back off the, you know, supposedly draft night they had a wager for $10,000 who would win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And then he took it off the table when he got drafted by the Giants. I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. is getting the highest of rave reviews out of camp. Most people are saying Malik Nabers has had a more impressive camp than Marvin Harrison Jr., but sometimes your name gets you drafted in certain places and gets you the nod. His dad's a Hall of Famer. 888-808-1019. Michael Penix Jr. is not going to start. Drake May is not going to start. Who else am I missing? J.J. McCarthy is not going to start. Bo Nix is not going to start. No running back is going to. Why can't Malik Nabers be Offensive Rookie of the Year? Brock Bauer's going to beat him to it. It's all about Daniel Jones staying healthy. It's all about that offensive line, protecting him, keeping him upright. And the Giants surprising some people. Oh, who am I missing? Caleb Williams. The number one overall pick. Caleb Williams should be Offensive Rookie of the Year with the weapons that he has around him. That's it. You know, I don't know. I'll probably be too tired tonight. I got to get to watching Hard Knocks. I'm
maybe
late
Marvin
on it.
Harrison?
I said Marvin Harrison Jr., but there, most people are, you know, saying like, oh, he hasn't really wowed folks in camp. He doesn't have as many highlights as Nabers. Also, Nabers was cooking Cordell Flott and Deontay Banks and rookie Terrion Arnold and Kirby Joseph. I don't know. Not taking anything away from Malik Nabers. I think he's like that. I think he's him. I think he's a dog. Romo Dunze is just not going to get as many targets as DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. I don't know. Why can't he be Offensive Rookie of the Year? Somebody's going to come out of nowhere. Like Brian Thomas. Watch Brian Thomas get a bunch of passes from Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson's offense. Or Xavier Worthy. Watch Xavier Worthy's going to go crazy with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. He's just too fast. He's just going to get behind safeties too much. And Mahomes has the arm where he's not outrunning his arm. Mahomes is chucking that thing 60 yards in the air. Easy. Easy. Here's a sleeper pick. Country boy. Xavier Leggett. Why can't Xavier Leggett be the number one receiver for Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers? I know. They're going to be trash. They're going to be trash. Here we go. NFL is coming fast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.